This is Derek Rose. Derek Rose. Derek Rose. This is Derek Rose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I want to share with you guys about my latest initiative, what I'm simply calling the Mexico Freedom Communities Map. It's a mouthful, but it's worth learning about. So we're going to talk about that in this short presentation. Hope you guys are doing well out there, and whatever you're doing for your family and your friends and your community as we face this great reset agenda around the world and attacks on our food supply, attacks on our food, attacks on our health, on our mind, our body, on our families, on our communities, all these various levels of structural and outright attacks on us that we are facing, and that unfortunately, my friends, by all signs, will likely increase in the coming years as we, lurch towards 2030 and the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations World Economic Forum and their partners. So with all that said, it's never been more important to focus on solutions. And if you follow my work regularly, you know that I try to focus on solutions like no other. Freedom cells, growing your own food, permaculture, counter-economics, decentralized technology, getting off big tech, all these kinds of things, right? These are solutions that I've talked about that I live. These are things I do in my life. Getting off the banks, that's a huge one. And in that line of thinking, I want to present this new solution. Those of you who know that I've been living in Mexico full time for the last 2 years now, and I've been visiting Mexico for about 7 years, living here 2 years. And I recently, in the spring, March and April, traveled for 6 weeks across Mexico, myself and Miriam, as part of the activation tour. We got to meet so many amazing people, both expats who flooded out of their home countries to come seek refuge in Mexico, as well as Mexicans who are paying attention to what's going on with COVID-1984 and all the various agendas we're facing. So I've got to really build and connect with a lot of really great people. And now there's this emerging network of just what I'm calling generally freedom communities. So I'm going to show you guys in just a second. If you go to theconsciousresistance.com, you can see our post right here, theconsciousresistance.com. I encourage you to bookmark the website. This is where all my content's at. And you can see this latest post, including introducing the Mexico Freedom Communities Map. And it'll give you the link that you want to get, which takes you right here and gives you a little bit more background. And all I'm asking is for you to sign up for my email list, and then you get the link for free. And this is in addition to previous resources I've put out, like the Megxit webinar. If you go to theconsciousresistance.com/Megxit. So this is a 2-hour free webinar that Miriam and I put together back in, This was 2021. I can't remember exactly. November 2021. So almost a year ago. And so now I have this 2-hour webinar giving people resources on what's going on in Mexico, including a PDF of free resources that you can, you can download and help people who will help you move, people will help you, with the immigration process, all kinds of different resources that I've gathered and people that myself and Miriam have got to meet. So you've got that. And now I'm introducing this Mexico Freedom Communities map, which, as it sounds, is just a list of different communities that we've got to meet. These are people who already have land, who are living on the land and looking for more members, community members who want to move in, or maybe even investors. And then there's other people who have identified land, let's say, and they've got maybe a group together, or, and they just need money, or they've got the land identified, but they need the people and the money, right? Some level of that. So I've got two different types of communities. And then I also put the active freedom cells that I got to meet that are just doing so much good work in different parts of Mexico: skill shares, permaculture, gardening, music and art events, activism, different levels of that. Some where families are active, just community markets, just skill shares, so many opportunities for you to plug in. And the cool thing is, this is not all expats, all foreigners. This is a mix. Like, some of the communities, the freedom cells and different groups, and some of the communities on this map are Mexicans who are paying attention to what's going on, and they're looking for other people, Mexicans and foreigners, who want to partner together. And then others are being started by expats. It's really, honestly, a big mix. And one thing I'll say about it, here I'm going to show you guys the map, is that this is not the first kind of map of this sort of kind, like as far as like a list of intentional communities. You could go to a website like IC.org. So here's the basic map that you can see. We have this legend at the bottom. It tells you the red markers are communities with land-seeking members and investors. Green markers, let's show you one. This one up here, are communities forming, seeking members. So again, communities forming, red is they already got the land. This is already in existence, ready for people. And then orange, you can see some of these orange triangles. Those are the active freedom cells. But what I was saying is you could already find a list of different communities in Mexico and parts of the world like IC.org, intentionalcommunity.org, New Mondo, I think is the website, and different lists like that. But just because somebody has a list of intentional communities, that doesn't necessarily mean that these are the kind of communities that, quote unquote, our people want to live in. And what I mean by that is people who care about bodily autonomy, self-ownership. I can vouch that I've either visited these communities, and the ones I haven't visited yet, I've got to know the people and I have checked. These are not masked communities. These are not what's your vaccine status communities. Your kids need to be vaccinated to live here or anything like that. Beyond that, there are different expressions of freedom. So you click on one. Let's say you click on this one here, Butterfly Mountain Eco Community, and it gives you a little bit of details about it. And this one actually gives you some price, and there's an email and then a WhatsApp number for those who want to contact them. You can zoom out a little bit, and there's an Instagram as well. Same thing, click on here. This is another forming community. The green tells you it's forming. Nature Bliss Intentional Community. You got an email, you got a website and a description. And all these locations are approximate. So this, we're not giving away the locations of the exact, you know, communities. We're just kind of helping people who are looking to potentially move to Mexico and are looking to find this kind of information, because I know that people want this info. I've been asked by all kinds of people, myself, our community's not listed on here. And that's the thing, is there's plenty of communities that I did contact with, and people who are freedom communities, you know, in the same kind of mindset, but maybe they're not currently accepting people. They're already full, or maybe they don't want to be listed on the map. So there's a lot more than you're seeing here on this map. This is just people who volunteered to have their contact info and their rough location listed so that other people can access this and can see if the community they're building, here's Nick Loom, is another community, to see if the community that they're building is going to work for them. And this is being put out completely for free. So if you go to the link here at theconsciousresistance.com, wherever you're watching, you can get the link yourself. You just go to the link, sign up for my email list, and immediately right after that, you'll get the link available and you can look at this map that's here. It doesn't cost you any money. If you want to invest and support my work for doing projects like this, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest. But beyond that, it's totally free information. The only reason I'm putting this out there is because, as I said, this is like the path I traveled across Mexico. Miriam and I visited a lot of these communities, traveled across the Yucatan back this way. And there's even more communities, some that aren't ready yet to be on the map. But my idea is for this to be a living map so that we can add to this. So if you're hearing this and you got a community in Mexico and you want to be added, reach out to me. My email is listed at the bottom of this, intothelight@protonmail.com or derek@theconsciousresistance.com. And send me your community, send a short description, basic description, website, email, contact, whatever you got, and I'll put it on here. And again, it's up to people to vouch, to go do their own vetting, to get to know the people, the principles, the values, what their aim and their vision is. Don't just give people your money. Don't make a mistake, right? There's a lot of scammers, unfortunately, out in this time when so many people are running away from COVID-1984 and looking for solutions. And I wish it wasn't that way, but unfortunately, people do take advantage of those flooding into Mexico from Europe and US and Canada. And some people have been scammed, and some people have also rushed into communities with people they didn't know that well. So take your time. That's my main advice. But yeah, I just wanted to put out this video today to announce this, the Mexico Freedom Communities. I've been talking about this since I was on tour back in March and April, and it took 3 months, but finally we're here, and the Mexico Freedom Communities map is now live. You can go ahead and check it out at theconsciousresistance.com. I just sent it out to my email list. It's been posted on my Telegram channel. It's going to be posted on all the other social media places. This video is going to get uploaded all over my channels. So I expect that the communities that are listed are going to get an influx of new interested people. I hope that those of you who are looking for communities and considering Mexico find a community that works for you. And I hope to see flourishing of free, freedom-minded communities all over Mexico, all over the United States. And most importantly, as I did put on the page, and you'll see this when you get there, when you sign up for this process, is don't come to Mexico trying to change Mexico, trying to ruin Mexico for Mexicans. Don't come here and want to bring your Walmarts and your high rises and condominiums. Please keep that elsewhere. Don't come destroy it. Also, check out the vision of the community that you're trying to join or thinking about. Are they talking about getting integrated and working with Mexicans, which is necessary and important out here? Or are they talking about just creating some expat bubble where you live in your own zone, you don't speak Spanish, and somebody goes out and buys groceries for you? Maybe that's the lifestyle you want, to each their own. But generally speaking, I think all the communities that are listed here on the maps are aimed at integration, working with Mexicans, working with expats, and building strong community. Because if you've ever been to Mexico, you know Mexico, that's so key and so important, especially for the things we're facing in the times ahead. So just wanted to make that note in case it's not clear that, let's make sure we're building communities that are integrated and doing powerful things. That's where I'm going to leave it today, guys. Just a quick check-in. Please do visit theconsciousresistance.com. You can get all of our content, including my most recent episode of the Pyramid of Power documentary. You can check that out, Chapter 11. I would highly appreciate that. You can find all the episodes of my podcast, Live Free, Think Free, recent episodes of the Activation Podcast, and so much more, including the Mexico Freedom Communities Map, the Mexico webinar, Mexit webinar, and all that good stuff, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace, my friends. Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.